Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell me first off, what is this new guidance coming from the researchers at the World Health Organization when it comes to COVID-19 and our animals, Larston?
Well, the information is changing daily now. First, we didn't think we had any problems. As a matter of fact, the most major test labs here in America for veterinarians actually tested 5,000 samples from 17 countries, and we didn't come up with a positive anywhere. But now we have a problem with the cats, the tigers, three lions in the Bronx Zoo, and they have tested positive, and it was passed on to them by their handler. And now we also know that China did a test on cats and dogs in January and February, but just decided to release it recently in their Journal of Medicine over there on April 8th, that cats can come down with it, and it affects their lungs and their nose and their throat lesions, and the kittens are having major, major issues.
So we're seeing this in cats, but for example, not in dogs?
Well, they did a test on dogs, pigs, and ducks, and they don't seem to be as susceptible to this disease at this time.
If you have a house cat, if you have animals in your family, what do we need to know about this?
Well, it starts with us. These cats aren't going to get it on their own, and most cats are indoor cats like mine. I have three. So here's three tips that I'm telling people, and some people don't even think about it. Number one, when you come into the house, leave your shoes outside or disinfect them on the inside. You can bring this in on the soles of your shoes. Number two, wash your hands. And number three, there's something we carry with us every day that is nothing but a petri plate of bacteria and disease, and this is called our phones. We're constantly touching it. We're constantly putting it down. So put your phone down beside the sink and get some disinfectant wipes and sanitize that phone constantly.
Absolutely great advice. And I'm guessing that we will continue to learn more and more about this as it pertains to our animals, because as you said, it's literally changing by the day.
Well, it is. And the other problem we're having is that when we do come home and we've been out, we're not sterilizing ourselves, then we're going to be petting our animals. We know that this virus can actually live on the fur of a dog or a cat. So I was on the phone with Joey Villani, the dog father in the American Professional Pet Groomers Association, and we want to make sure that no one's putting anything toxic on their animals. Just get a good shampoo if you think you need to do this, and give them a good bath, and let's take care of them. But first, it starts with us.
Is there anything unusual, any sort of activity we might see in cats, for example, that may be a red flag on this?
Yet. I mean, lethargic, coughing, not eating. Those are three things you need to be watching.
And you made a great point about shelters right now and our animals. Can you talk about that for a second?
Well, yes, right now really is a great time to adopt, and it's very easy. If you get on petharbor.com or petfinder.com, you can actually see a pet that you want, and then you can make an appointment to go out to the shelter to keep social distancing, and you can pick up that fur baby and bring him home, because the number one mental health issue we had even before this started is loneliness. So let's get a companion and stay safe. But it's still up to you and your responsibility to make sure that you sterilize your hands and your shoes and your phone when you come back in the house with these fur babies and bring these new members home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.